Hello, everyone. It's Sherry from Savvy Smart Solutions. Hope everyone's doing great today. I've got great news. I bought a house. I am an official homeowner. I'm so excited, which is wonderful and a lot to juggle while going to school. So thankfully, I get to stay at home and study and work on my house. So that's great. The only problem is I am disabled, and it used to just affect my mental health, but now it affects my physical health. So I just turned 45 last month. Yay! I had another birthday, but it's starting to take a toll on me physically. It used to affect my energy levels. Obviously, mental health does that. But now it's actually, since I had a stroke and endured some brain damage, I'm starting to see that the whole left side of my body is affected. And now it's starting to affect the right side of my body. My hands and feet tingle and sort of get this neuropathy. And it's like pins and needles, and the same thing in my feet. And so I can't work for long periods of time. I thought, well, I'll just move in. I'll get started right away. I'm painting. I make everything beautiful. And it just takes, things take a lot longer. And I still push myself about as far as I can go to the point of complete pain. But now I am on ibuprofen daily, which is kind of scary, but it's okay. I'm doing fine. I thought I was gonna have to go to urgent care and take care of it and get some pain medication, but I'm fine. I just have to learn how to manage my workload a little bit better. So I would like to believe that it comes with age, but it's not. It's definitely the injury related issue, but I'm doing great. You know, I am so happy to report that I've started updating my kitchen from a 1950s old white, completely white cabinets with some ugly green countertops and some ugly green linoleum. And I've painted the cabinets into a colonial red and the countertops into a charcoal. And I've started painting the walls a charcoal color and lining the cabinets, and it's absolutely beautiful so far. And I might upload a video of what I've started to do so you could see it. It's just gonna take a while to finish. And that's the thing, when you incur an injury, one important thing to remember is that although you might feel like you can do what you did 10 years ago or pre-injury, there are, you know, you don't know what you can do until you try to do it. And then you start to see, well, you can't do what you could do before. And it's a little frustrating. So it's just time, you know. But the more important thing is mentally balancing what you can handle and coping with it and being okay with it, you know. So it's going to take me twice as long, but it's still going to get done. And the most important thing is managing what can get done, what should get done with what's good for your health, and not pushing yourself over the limit, overboard, into complete, you know, bedridden status where you can't get out of bed because it's too painful, and, you know, still being able to function. Because, you know, school is important. Goals are important. And even though it might feel like you can't actually go to work and function 100% for 9 hours a day, doesn't mean, just because you can't do that right now, doesn't mean that that condition is forever. Not because I believe in miraculous healing, but also because I believe that your body, and my body especially, and I think obviously we're all different, but I think it's pretty common belief and understanding that if you stop doing something like working out, rollerblading, snowboarding, bicycling, aerobics, running, snowboarding, all that fun stuff and active stuff. If your body abruptly stops doing that, it has to go through a change and it gets conditioned into that change. And for me, unfortunately, it was so conditioned that, you know, I couldn't get out of bed for some time. So my body kind of got used to that. And getting back into trying to be active again, even if it's just painting or going up and down the stairs, moving things and being regularly active, the body has to adjust. So naturally, it's going to go through a painful stage. But this isn't like muscle soreness. So I know it's definitely different, but I think it's like physical therapy. You know, you have to get back into being active again and working again. And that might involve a change in life routines and brain routines even, you know, especially when there's a brain dysfunction. So I've been working on that and trying to stick to a routine schedule of reading, writing, studying, as well as active work in terms of physical labor, you know, putting stuff together, moving stuff around, organizing. It's obviously a different lifestyle than what I'm used to, you know, sitting at a desk 8 hours, 9 hours a day, and then being active in the evenings. So naturally, the brain has to go through the adjustment phase, so does the body. And that's where I'm at and kind of dealing with that. And I think it's important and relevant because not just because it's a work-life balance thing, but because it's applicable to anyone who has to sit behind a computer all day, every day, and do that kind of work and then maybe experience injury or retirement or something like COVID-19 where we can't do what we were all accustomed to doing, that our bodies and our minds kind of go into shock a little bit, and how to manage that. And I think I'm doing the best that I can in managing self-expectations as well as redefining my limits. That just because I could do all those things before doesn't mean I'm going to be able to jump up right back into those things. But eventually, it's like riding a bicycle or a scooter. I had one. I had three of them before and went a couple years without riding one. Then I got one recently and I'm back riding again. But it's not something you can just hop right back on without fear or without, you know, retraining yourself and reconditioning your brain and your mind to adjust again. You know, I went out in new weather and I wasn't prepared. And so, you know, sometimes it's shocking at first, but you know, we learn our lessons by doing things. And so if I let fear and this mental or physical condition restrict me from hopping right back on it and just going for it, then I become housebound and live my life, let fears rule my life. And I don't think that's a good idea. And that's the best way to overcome it is to actually do it and see what you can do. Obviously not hop on the bike and go 70 miles an hour in the first week, but to condition it just like you would break in a new vehicle, take it slow, learn it again, become comfortable, and then, you know, get back into a good routine and lifestyle that feels, might not feel good, but will slowly make me feel better, until I can reach a point to where I fully restored and improved my life to the level that I had hoped, which is in a couple of years. You know, the plan is to go to school and then go back to work in a couple of years. And that's the goal and the hope. And it might actually happen sooner. I don't know. But right now I'm in a really great place. Even though I have physical and mental limitations, I'm doing really well and I'm proud of myself. And I hope you are too. And I hope you're having a great day. And I hope this helps you. And I hope you really don't ever have to experience injury. But just know that it also comes with aging. It's very similar to the aging process and retirement. And that, you know, planning for that so that our bodies and our minds don't go into complete shock. And the same goes for implementation methodologies with technology, right? Like, we can't just jump in and walk into an organization and say, bam, implemented, it's done. It requires a phased approach. People have to get used to the change. We have to manage it appropriately. It can't be done all at once. It has to take place slowly, and change has to be welcomed. Otherwise, it's going to cause like a stroke, or it's going to cause like a heart attack or some kind of jolt to a system that is very uncomfortable and not healthy for a person, a group of people, a team, or a company. So something great to think about and apply to our studies and our approaches when buying or putting in new technology or considering developing and implementing new technologies. All right. So everyone have a great day. Bye-bye.